We had the wife of the governor, Tammy Murphy, announce this past week she is running for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Robert Menendez, the indicted Robert Menendez, who has yet to say whether or not he would actually seek re-election next year. He's already said he's not resigning. He's not going away early, but he still hasn't said whether or not he's going to run next year. Her priorities: protecting abortion rights, ending gun violence, defending democracy. This puts her, at this point in time, in a primary fight with three-term Representative Andy Kim, Democrat, represents Moorestown, and as I said, maybe not the incumbent Senator Robert Menendez. She launched her bid to become the first woman from New Jersey to serve in the U.S. Senate through a video, which is the common thing to do nowadays. Talks about her own story as a young woman in global finance. As a first lady in that role, she certainly has had a high profile, a state house office, a policy portfolio, played a big role with the Democratic Party, a big-time mammoth fundraiser. Ms. Murphy touts her signature achievement in her announcement video as enhancing maternal and infant health, which she has. According to Nurture New Jersey, her initiative helped New Jersey move from 47th in the country for maternal deaths to 37. Not a stellar number, but a stellar move, to say the least. Expanded Medicaid coverage for women for 1 year after childbirth. March of Dimes annual report card found maternal health in 47 states dropped last year, but New Jersey, Kansas, Montana, and North Dakota were states that showed improvement in those stats. Endorsements of three of New Jersey's most powerful Democratic county chairs, that would be Kevin McCabe, Middlesex County, Leroy Jones Jr. of Essex County, and Paul Giuliano of Bergen County. Tammy Murphy's pretty much a lock to get those if she hasn't already. Then there's, of course, Democratic power broker George Norcross, who has hinted that Murphy will get most of the county lines in South Jersey. But as I said, still, she will have to face Andy Kim in some competitive county conventions next year. Places like Atlantic County, Mercer, Monmouth, Ocean, Hunterdon. She always has to deal with the allegations of nepotism. That'll be the interesting thing to watch. How does hubby Phil deal with the campaign? Stand beside her, stand with her, or step back and let her do her own thing? That's just one of the dilemmas. I mean, it's great to get the red carpet treatment by county heads, political bosses, but what if Tammy Murphy doesn't connect with the voters? What does the Democratic machine do then? And who do they do it to? What, dirty backroom political plays in New Jersey? Nah, that never happens. I think I've mentioned frequently talking about running for office how it's a lot easier than people think. And I've always used the example to run for your local school board. Depending on the county, you can get onto the ballot with as few as 10 signatures, and yours could be one of the 10. Let me introduce you to a young man named Chad Wood. He was a senior at Sparta High School last year. His teacher in advanced placement, government, and politics had students create an election website informing the town about all the races. 5 months after graduation, Chad Wood won one of those elections. He's 18, and he gained a spot on the Sparta School Board of Education, becoming one of the youngest people ever in New Jersey to be elected to a seat like that. His last year of high school, Wood served as the student representative to the Sparta Board of Education, so he's working now on familiar turf to a degree. At his first meeting, the president, Kurt Morris, moved to stop live-streaming school board meetings, saying that he believed everyone who wanted to see what was happening was there in the room. But Wood disagreed, saying his working parents and others who would be able to watch virtually but not attend, they should be thought about too. He offered to find volunteers to do the recording, motion to stop streaming meetings. That was voted down. And now, according to Chad, the meetings are getting about 1,000 views every time. Sparta School District recently made national headlines as being the most recent of schools where parental right advocates. Sparta School District is one of the schools that's made national. Sparta School District is one of the schools that made national headlines recently when parental rights advocates won board control last November and they dropped a policy that provided protections for transgender students. After that, teachers' union issued a no-confidence vote for the five board members for injecting their politics into the business of the school board. As far as how Wood sees that issue of whether schools should notify parents when trans students use different pronouns or bathrooms, he said that hasn't been a big issue until select parents made it a big issue. He finds it extremely troubling, his words, that no new policy replaced the drop one, saying here a lot more constructive things could be happening instead of these polarizing issues. He addressed some of those if you look back at his campaign statements. It was on the town's local news site. He wrote, "Through every board meeting I experienced, I kept drawing the same conclusion. We have the wrong priorities. Our kindergarten program has been housed in temporary trailers for almost 30 years. He promised that one of his first goals would be to hire a second nurse in the high school, as the current one works, dealing with 1,200 students. Also on his to-do list, pursuing fundraising activities help address the district's low reserves and getting the community to work toward common goals to help students instead of focusing on divisive issues." Wood's going currently to Sussex County Community College, plans to transfer later, looking to score a degree in business management. Wants to go to a college close because he plans on being at all the board meetings. Wood's currently attending Sussex County Community College, plans to transfer, looking to score a degree in business management. But he's going to stay close because he plans on being at every meeting. It's a 3-year term that he ran for. He was an Eagle Scout, served a statewide role in Key Club. Says he's interested in video games, clothing design, spending more time lately watching politics. And given what some of the things that are happening at school board meetings lately, he is right in the fire of politics, probably sooner versus later, too. Wood's currently attending Sussex County Community College, plans to transfer later to score a degree in business management, only at a college close enough so he can go to every board meeting still. It's a 3-year term that he's on. So there's some dedication. He's been spending more time lately watching politics, Wood says, which is a good thing because these days sitting on a school board, you're in the bullseye of most things political, whether you want to or not. One last item regarding elections, I guess this one we could say is looking forward. You've heard the oath of office. They vary from office to office, state to state, whatever the case may be, but by and large, they all end with the same phrase, "So help me God." Well, not New Jersey anymore. Swearing to God or any other religious oath, that's no longer required if you run for elected office in New Jersey. According to acting director of the state's Division of Elections, Lauren Zeriak, she issued this memo to all county clerks. The petitioner has the option to make a solemn affirmation or declaration in lieu of an oath. This came out October 24th, just weeks after Bergen County resident James Tassone, who hopes to run for Congress, filed a federal lawsuit against Secretary of State Tahisha Way, claiming New Jersey forces people who run for office to swear to a religious oath. Zeriak states in the memo that election officials who accept petitions from candidates who choose to run for public office may now accept a solemn affirmation or declaration in lieu of an oath. Also saying here in the memo, in addition, in the affirmation or declaration, the words, "So help me God," shall be omitted. Looking at the lawsuit DeSone filed from Washington Township, claimed that his conscience will not let him swear to God. Saying here, by requiring plaintiff to swear, so help me God, in order to run for public office without a secular option, the Secretary of State has inflicted and will continue to inflict irreparable harm upon Mr. DeSone. That's according to the document filed in the lawsuit. So that makes the question, what is a secular option to God? No, don't. The answer will only be extremely irritating. We'll be back with more of Issues and Ideas right after this. He's 18 and he gained a spot on the Sparta School Board of Education.